USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks at the 47th annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C.
They are coming after me because I am fighting for you, and we are fighting for those who have no voice, and we will win because we know how to win. Together we are the voice for the voiceless. When it comes to abortion, Democrats is a, and you know this, you've seen what's happened. Democrats have embraced the most radical and extreme positions taken and seen in this country for years and decades, and you could even say for centuries.
The impeachment trial against President Trump also taking place in Washington, D.C., as House Democrats are wrapping up their opening statements on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At least two people are dead after an explosion at a Houston, Texas business Friday morning. Houston Police Chief Hubert Acevedo says a criminal investigation into the explosion has been started.
But let me just say right off the bat, we have no reason to believe, we have no evidence at this point that terrorism is involved. We don't have any evidence that an intentional act is involved.
Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says the public does not need to be alarmed.
The hazard has been contained. We have secured the leak from the propylene tank, and we have no indications of any concerns with the air quality at this time.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is assuring Americans that they are on top of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak and taking all the steps necessary to protect everyone. At least two cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former New York City mayor and now personal attorney for President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, is threatening to go public with information that would expose corruption by 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Giuliani tells Fox News,
I'm going to present over the next 2 to 3 weeks shocking crimes at the highest levels of both governments while the Senate is listening to a totally phony group of stories about non-impeachable offenses. It's like trying somebody for not a crime. It's a total waste of money. It's a complete show on the part of the Democrats.
Right.
And they should be sued for conspiracy to defraud the United States, and they should pay for that hearing.
It seems a 40-year-old cold case has been solved in Florida. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Police in Florida say DNA has led them to a suspect believed to be the so-called pillowcase rapist, a man who sexually assaulted as many as 25 women in the Miami area in the 80s. 60-year-old Robert Kohler is being held without bail.
Between May of 1981 and February of 1986, he literally terrorized women from south of Florida, throughout Florida.
State Attorney Catherine Rondell. Kohler faces charges in at least one case. Prosecutors say locating additional victims is expected to take some time, but more charges are expected.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.